In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was the governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David.
He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Today, we're talking about thinking about the greatest gift, that's Jesus. And we're thinking about how we don't miss that gift. Well, actually, in our reading, the giving of that gift, the birth of Jesus, it's dealt with very briefly, just a few words, just seven verses in the whole of Luke's book. And what is significant is what he doesn't say in those verses. Mary and Joseph were in Bethlehem because the Romans had called a census. They wanted to count everybody. Now, presumably, Jesus appeared on that census. Have you thought about that before? The Son of God was on the census, on the count. Do you think the Romans realized that? No, they missed it. They missed the most significant event in history. Well, what about the innkeeper? Well, actually, he's not mentioned in the reading. I don't know exactly where Mary and Joseph stayed or had their baby. Traditionally, we think of it as the stable. Do you think the owner of the stable saw the significance? They realized that some stranger had a baby in their stable. Did they realize that this was the Son of God? I don't think so. It's not even mentioned. They missed it. They missed the most significant event in history. What about today? Like someone to help me. Could somebody help me? Someone, possibly one of the older people. Amy, would you like to come and help me? This is for you. Do you want to come here? Would you like to unwrap it? Okay. Stand up so we can see. Just be careful. Just get the wrapping right off. You might have to undo it. Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? Isn't that nice? Look at this. Look, you didn't undo it. You've missed half the fun pulling off all this sellotape. Look at that. Look how much there is. Look, the green. It's a nice green, isn't it? And there's a tree and snowflakes and some stars. You can keep this. Do you want to sit down? Isn't that what a lot of people do at Christmas? The whole celebration is about presents, eating, drinking, partying, spending. That's what's important. It's all about the wrapping. The reason, Jesus, the content is lost or ignored. Jesus doesn't get a look in. They've missed the greatest gift. What about us? Probably we don't ignore Jesus in the same way as that. But is the story all too familiar? What are you expecting this Christmas? Are you expecting the greatest gift? This Christmas, I'm going to try and remember three things so that I will expect the greatest gift and won't miss out on all of that offers. Now, before the service, I said something to some people, to some young people. Would those people like to come up here? Is this working? What did I say?
I can't remember.
What did I say, Joey?
You said, I promise you'll get a gift in your talk.
What did I say to you? Do you remember? Did I say the same thing?
Yeah.
Yes. Before the service, I promised them that during the talk, they would get a gift. Do you think I'm good for my promise? Do you think I keep my promises?
Yes.
Yes? Right. There's your gift. There's your gift. Sit down. Well done. The first thing I want to remember this Christmas is the promise. I'm going to remember the promise. Christmas is God keeping a promise. The Old Testament talks about, throughout the Old Testament, talks about the person that's going to become the Saviour, the person, the Messiah, the everlasting King, a Prince of Peace, a wonderful Counselor, someone who's going to be a King forever and save us. I don't know if you went to Dan's big picture talks. He spoke about the serpent crusher, because in Genesis it talks about someone coming who will crush the serpent and make all things new and restore the order that was meant to be there. With the birth of Jesus, that promise is being fulfilled. There are no broken promises with God. He is totally reliable. We can trust him. That's the first thing I'm going to remember, the promise. And when Jesus was on earth, he promised that he was going to come again. And it won't be when he comes again a quiet affair. Everyone will know about it. And at that time, the promise will be completely fulfilled. And all tears will be wiped away. All things will be made new. And we will live with him forever. First thing, I'm going to remember the promise. Second thing, I'm going to remember the wonder. I'm going to remember the wonder of Christmas. God is in the manger. God is in the animal food trough, because that's what it is. Just think about that for a minute. I love this picture. I've shown it before. I love astronomy. I love the fact that there are more stars in the universe than there are grains of sand on the whole of the earth. Creation is extraordinary. The immenseness of the universe is mind-boggling. And even if you just look at Earth, the huge variety of creation, we don't even know all the species yet. And how long have we been looking and exploring? And yet, God, the Creator, can hold the whole of creation in his hands. He is unfathomable. He is all powerful. We can't take him in. There's always more to know about him. I love that hymn. Always gives me a tingle factor. Ineffably sublime. Do you know what that means? It just makes me tingle when I think about that. God is ineffably sublime. So amazing. We can't even begin to describe him. Can we have a second picture? And yet, when he comes to us, he comes as a baby. He leaves all his splendor behind. He becomes a human being, humble and vulnerable. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, "This is about the birth of a child, not of the astonishing work of a strong man, not of the bold discovery of a wise man, not of the pious work of a saint. It really is beyond all our understanding. The birth of a child shall bring about the great change, shall bring to all mankind salvation and deliverance." The second thing I'm going to try and remember this Christmas so that I don't miss out, so that I expect the great gift, is the wonder of God becoming man. The third thing I'm going to remember is the purpose. Jean, could you just help me move something here? Can we just move this? Can we put it in front of the cross? Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. Thank you for noticing that. Thank you very much. As uncomfortable as it may be, the shadow of the cross falls across the whole of the Christmas scene. As a baby, Jesus was put in a wooden manger. As a man, he was put to death. Dramatic music. As a man, he was put to death on a wooden cross. So that in dying, he could take away the things that we do wrong, and so that we can be forgiven, and that the whole of our life, eternal life, we can be with him and live with him, fulfilling that promise that we're going to remember, that promise of a saviour from of old. At Christmas, we see that promise fulfilled. So, this Christmas, let's not miss out on the greatest gift. Let's expect to meet with Jesus anew. Let's remember the promise, those chocolate oranges, the promise that God has made is fulfilled. Let's remember the wonder of God coming as a man, as a baby. And remember the purpose of Jesus was to die on the cross so that we could be with him forever. Amy, do you want to come back up? It's been broken now. Are you expecting the greatest gift this Christmas?
Yeah.
You are? Oh, well, that's not very great, is it? That's a bit more like it, isn't it?
Thank you.
Now sit down. Let's not miss out on the greatest gift. Expect the greatest gift, and we won't be disappointed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Christmas. We thank you that we still see the fulfillment of your promises when Jesus is born. Thank you that you were willing to come as a baby so that we could be reconciled, so our friendship with you could be put right. And Lord, I pray that this Christmas, and not just at Christmas, when all the frivolity, all the wrapping will be gone after the day, thank you that we can receive your gift and have it for all times, for the whole of the year. Amen.